This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush's visit to India brought him to one of the major economies of the future. It's already affecting the American economy. Outsourcing takes many jobs there. And today the president met entrepreneurs in a southern Indian city known for its technology. The president then urged Americans to think of India as an opportunity. NPR's Don Gagne listened to the president's final speech in New Delhi.
Relations between the U.S. and India are clearly warming. There have been tensions in the past over India's nuclear arms program and other issues, but now President Bush says these two nations are closer than ever before.
The partnership between the United States and India has deep and sturdy roots in the values we share. Both our nations were founded on the conviction that all people are created equal and are endowed with certain fundamental rights, including freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion.
That partnership includes economic cooperation. The president acknowledged that there is anxiety in America over the outsourcing of jobs to India.
It's also important to remember that when someone loses a job, it's an incredibly difficult period for the worker and their families. Some people believe the answer to this problem is to wall off our economy from the world through protectionist policies. I strongly disagree.
He said the answer is to make sure Americans have the training to compete. The president said that India, with a population of more than a billion, is a huge potential market for American companies. But he also pressed India to embrace greater free trade and outside investment. He said India serves as an example to the rest of the world as a place where people of many religions and beliefs live side by side in peace. The Indian government was clearly pleased with this visit. One official said concrete progress was made, referring to a deal to allow international monitoring of nuclear power plants in exchange for technology. But he said there are also symbolic gains in having President Bush describe India as a valued friend and ally. Don Gagne, NPR News, New Delhi.